The Avengers has been out now for a couple weeks, and now we sit down with my good friend, the man with no nickname, Paul. Paul, how are you today?
I'm excellent, unlike those posers who choose to take a day off from Mother's Day, because they don't care what people listen to the show.
Listen, my wife was greatly appreciated the fact that I took the time off. Don't do that. We didn't do that. And we're here to talk about our Avengers review. Paul, you're going to tell me how great that movie was for all the comic book fans out there. And is this going to be a movie that you can take somebody who hasn't read a comic book and have a great time
at? Everybody's talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now just give us for those 10 people who haven't seen it yet, give a brief overview of what the movie is, and then tell me what you loved most about it.
Turn this volume off on this phone first. bottom line is, it's just a build up over the how many years now since Iron Man? 7 years, maybe 7 now.
Perhaps getting close to that, yeah.
So you had Iron Man, and then they saw what a great job they did with Iron Man. So then they
saw money.
They turned production on full time, and I mean things like Iron Man. These things led to why Disney bought Marvel, right? They saw the huge potential for the marketing of these characters.
The money.
Well, obviously. But,
you can paint in any other color. Disney saw money. Disney liked money. Disney buy Marvel to get more money.
Well, Disney doesn't make money because of their movies. Disney doesn't make all their money because of the parks. Disney makes money because they have marketable characters.
True. Which makes some money. But hey, go ahead. I'm interrupting you with all my money talk. Go ahead.
So, bottom line is, it's a great movie. And so, Iron Man just blew all expectations out of the park.
Mm-hmm. The best part is nobody was expecting that.
No, I think that's one of the reasons that it was so well received, because everybody thought, oh, here comes a superhero movie. But then it suddenly, it was zeitgeist. Everybody just latched onto it and thought, this is the greatest thing ever. And so this was a movie, Iron Man was a movie where suddenly the mainstream conscious, not just comic people, were like, wow, this movie's amazing.
Yep.
Like around time is when Batman Begins came out, right? And Batman Begins was kind of overshadowed by Revenge of the Sith. But Batman Begins was a great movie, and you didn't hear a lot about it back in the day.
No.
But
and the thing is, Robert Downey Jr. did such a great job at Iron Man. That is your key right there. If it was anybody else and lesser, we wouldn't be talking much about
it. And you can
this.
See that in the Avengers flick, too. I mean, it was an ensemble cast. But there was one person who got most of the screen time, it was still Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, and because he can pull off those lines like, oh,